What is up with Advantage Plus audiences on Facebook ads? Let me go ahead and show you my screen here. Okay, so when you are creating, a Facebook campaign, I'm just going to quickly go through just the first step or two so that we can quickly get there. Let's say my lifetime budget is $33, whatever. Okay, I'm going to keep going here, and then you get to this place where the audience, right? You're used to seeing in most of my trainings, I talk about, I actually use what's called switch to original audience options. That's most of my training is that. They started doing the Advantage Plus audience into my recording of my training. I'm like, oh, now I got to like re-record some things. Hopefully not. But this is the re-recording for you to show you what the heck this thing is. So Advantage Plus audience is where they're trying to make it easier for people to target, quote unquote, the right people without having to like define this, define that. And I find it quite confusing because with Advantage Plus audience, you have to, there's a section now called audience controls, which is like basically some factors like, well, location and age, minimum age, which is frustrating to me because when you go to minimum age edit, it goes only up to 25. What the heck? You know, it's like really like some of us are wanting to address people who are 45 plus, even, right? Like, well, how do we do that? Right? That's really confusing. Now, even though we've set 25 as a maximum, we can still set particular ages using Advantage Plus audience. So when they see audience suggestion, it's like, well, how about 25 to 65 plus? Are you serious? People are at such different life stages, different issues. Are you, that's a terrible, targeting. So you can edit this and select whatever other age you want. So let's say, oh, 45 to 65 plus or whatever. But I still don't like Advantage Plus audiences because it's, first of all, it feels clunky to me. I like the fact that you've already, I taught you in other segments in the Facebook ads course how to create saved audiences that are like, you just do a couple clicks and you can populate the audiences without having to go through all this stuff. So I like to do this. To me, there is no advantage to using Advantage Plus audiences because they just mess things up here for us. They just make it more complicated. Oh, do you want to add custom audiences? Oh, do you want to do detailed targeting? Well, we already did that in our saved audiences, which is where, how do we get to saved audiences? You have to click switch to original audience options. And now, hopefully, I don't know, they might remove this at some point, which makes me really frustrated and have to re-record some of the segments. But original audience segments finally allows you to use the saved audiences, right? I'm going to type in Brené Brown. It's such a popular audience to target, right? Brené Brown. And so, like, saved audience already has all my exclusions and the audience, the locations I put in. Anyway, the places where I in this course where I taught you to create a warm audience or a cool audience and create a saved audience. That's all there. So anyway, that's all I have to say about Advantage Plus. I don't recommend it right now. I don't use it right now. And like, if even if you use a saved audience and then you say, well, let me switch to Advantage Plus. It sounds advantageous to do that. Let's see what happens. We switch over to Advantage Plus, and essentially they've done the same thing. They've given you the locations, they've given me the locations that I already defined. The minimum age is frustrating because that's obviously not my minimum age that I'm trying to target. They put in the exclusions that I already did earlier. I'm like, well, what's the point? It's now more clunky. It's now more confusing. They put in my age range already from earlier. I think that's probably, actually, that's not correct. I didn't do that particular age range, but whatever. And they put in some of my detailed targeting, not all of them. If I click edit, right? International travelers sounds true. Okay, if I click edit, they forgot to put in Brené Brown in here. So I just think that it's clunky. And so that's why I don't like using Advantage Plus audience at this time. I hope this is helpful.